Now we have another perspective from Republican Congressman Steve King. He represents the 5th District of Iowa. As we just heard, that's the only state where telemed abortions are currently performed. He recently circulated a letter to his congressional colleagues earlier this month seeking support for an investigation into the funding of telemedicine abortions. And he's with us now from the House studios at the House of Representatives. Thank you so much for joining us, Congressman King.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, Michelle.
Well, you heard Dr. Cullen. She says that this is completely safe. This is in keeping with other procedures or medical services that are delivered this way. And tell me why you don't agree.
Well, I heard her say there that there's no evidence that telemedicine abortions are in any way dangerous. And there were a number of statements out there that were blanket statements that I think aren't supported by the facts. So I just took a look when I heard that. And according to the Associated Press, the manufacturer of RU486, which is Danco Laboratories, they say this. Their product, RU486, is effective, not 100% of the time, as the doctor said, but 95% of the time, according to the manufacturer. And with surgical procedures needed in most of the other cases to end the pregnancy or stop heavy bleeding. And so the Planned Parenthood itself, and quoted the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, they acknowledge, and I quote, about 92% of women will complete their RU486-induced abortion without the need for a vacuum aspiration, close quote. So that means 8% do. That's a high percentage of complications. And to argue that she meets the doctor through Skype, you don't go to the doctor through Skype. That's not medical practice. That's not medical service.
Let me just ask, stop you. First of all, Representative King, I just wanted to mention that RU486 is no longer the name that is used. It's actually it's called something else now. It's called mifepristone, just to clarify for people, who just to be sure that everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. And secondly, I think they understand the RU486. I'm going to have to learn that other one like you are, but I understand it. I appreciate you saying so.
But I wanted to ask you two things. Do you object to all medical services being delivered in this fashion, which, as you heard Dr. Cullen say, particularly of interest to people who live in rural areas where any doctor providing any service may be far away? And is your specific issue here that you just don't think abortion should be provided this way, or at all for that matter?
Well, I've actually supported some of the things that are possible through telemedicine, monitoring the systems in intensive care units, for example. Some of that specialists can work pretty well. I don't want to speak to the whole medical industry. I'm speaking only to the this procedure that I'm going to have to call it RU486 because I can't remember the other name. And, you know, the argument that this is provide services to people that live in rural areas, and it does so at a Planned Parenthood clinic, that's not true in Iowa. I know that's not true in Iowa. I represent 32 counties in western Iowa, 286 towns. And you go to a Planned Parenthood clinic, they are in the cities, not the towns. So when you go to the clinic and sit down in front of their Skype operation, you have gone to a metropolitan center. It is not a service for rural people.
But I'm sorry, I just wanted to clarify, though. Is it reasonable to say that your main objection is you don't think abortion should be provided at all, and that you particularly think this method of delivery is inappropriate? Is it inappropriate in general? It's particularly inappropriate in this case.
I believe that life begins at the instant of conception, and human life is sacred in all of its forms. But I'm addressing the law, and I'm addressing also FDA regulations, at which this method that they are pioneering in Iowa violates Iowa law, in my view. Certainly the intent, if not exactly the letter of the law, it's a means to circumvent it. And I believe it directly violates the FDA's regulations that requires that the drug, and I quote, be provided by or under the supervision of a physician who meets the following qualifications. They have an ability to assess pregnancy, ability to diagnose ectopic pregnancies, and ability to provide surgical intervention in cases of incomplete abortion or severe bleeding.
Okay.
They're remote, they can't do that.
And finally, I did want to ask you about the question of taxpayer funding. Your letter, which you're circulating to colleagues and which you hope to deliver tomorrow, was addressed to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. And last week in an interview with The Hill, she said there is no taxpayer funding for abortion. Do you simply don't believe her?
Well, I need to get a real response from the letter that we've written, and she may say that, and she may not know that at this point. I've dealt with the administrations here of a couple of different presidents over the last 8 years, and sometimes you have to ask exactly the right precise question and then have an opportunity for a follow-up. What I'm asking is that Congress appropriated $11.6 million to provide support for telemedicine. I want to know if any of that is going to any organization that provides abortion services or counseling, and if any of that is going going into their telemedicine initiative. And I will tell you that money is fungible. When that money goes into an organization like Planned Parenthood, if those dollars don't directly go to something like this Skype abortion proposal that they have, the technique which is being pioneered in Iowa, if it doesn't go there, then it goes into another fund that frees up dollars.
We have to leave it there for now. It's obviously a complex and important question, and we do appreciate your taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's Congressman Steve King of Iowa. He represents the 5th District. He joined us from the studios at the House of Representatives. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up, HIV/AIDS is once again a growing health concern in this country. It's a particular concern for men who engage in sexual relations with other men. New health statistics from Wisconsin point to a shocking fact.
In Milwaukee, if you're a black man who has sex with men, you are more likely to be HIV positive than if you live in Soweto, South Africa.
HIV/AIDS awareness in the heartland and beyond. That conversation is coming up on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.